T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Good to have you here. I felt like I had a Cleveland staycation this past weekend.
What happened?
I was everywhere in Cleveland. Friday night, I was in Tremont. I went to Prosperity Social House for a fish fry. It was incredible. That is my new favorite fish fry. Saturday night, I came back downtown to watch the championship of the MAC tournament, which was Kent State versus Akron. I took Drew with me. It was an awesome game. Kent lost by one, however, but a great game to watch. Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, I came downtown. My friend Kevin ran in the St. Patrick's Day 5K, which was downtown.
Nice.
I did not run. I was there for support, emotional support. So while he ran, I sat in dive bar and had a couple of drinks, and then...
How was that experience for you?
Which part?
Going into dive bar.
That was my first time there.
Yeah, it's typically for, I would say, fresh out of college students.
Probably, but then once all the runners finished their run, I mean, there were people of all ages there, so I didn't feel weird or anything.
That's good.
Then we did some bar hopping for St. Patrick's Day. I had dinner with my family last night because my mom's birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Mama.
So it was quite the weekend.
Quite the weekend.
I feel like I did a lot. I feel like I did more this past weekend than I've done for the entire year of 2024.
I was going to say, you lived 3 years in one weekend. I love that for you.
What about you?
More unpacking, more getting the house in order, more wedding planning. Went on a quadruple date in Chagrin Falls with some friends. Church yesterday, parents' house yesterday, grocery shop yesterday, and now I'm here.
Very nice. Let's take on this week.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Teddy Swims, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Did you have your corned beef yesterday?
Nope.
That's one of those small talk type of questions that you might get when you get to the office today.
Yeah.
To someone, hey, did you get your corned beef yesterday?
I'm not a big corned beef girl.
Did you have dinner at your house yesterday with your family?
I did, yes.
But that's not the dish of choice in
no.
your family.
Honestly, we've just never been big St. Patrick's Day people, you know? It's like I don't have any green things to wear. I wear all black every St. Patrick's Day. It's just not my cup of tea, really.
So you didn't even wear green yesterday at
no.
any point?
I forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day. I feel like a lot of people forgot yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I can tell you the people that were in downtown Cleveland yesterday did not forget that it was St. Patrick's
yeah,
Day.
They made a pointed effort to celebrate for St. Patrick's Day.
You know, I really only have one green thing, and that is a green Guardians hat that I bought at spring training years and years ago.
Why is it green?
Because I bought it at spring training because I was there. I was watching the Guardians, then the Indians, play in a spring training game, and they played on St. Patrick's Day, and so I bought a green hat.
Okay.
And now it's really the only green thing that I wear. I really only wear it once a year.
Right.
on St. Patrick's Day. I don't really wear that green Guardians hat anywhere else.
That's what I'm saying. Like, green inherently isn't my color, so right. I'm not going to go out and buy a bunch of green stuff when I don't even celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
But for those that do celebrate, and I'm wondering if there's anybody hurting a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Are you hurting a little bit?
I will tell you this. When I got home yesterday afternoon, because I went out early, I started early. My friend Kevin was in this 5K, which began at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So I was home by 2 p.m. and then took like a 2.5 hour nap.
That's going to mess you up for the whole week.
I wasn't feeling exactly right last night.
Right.
But Morgan found this list of the hangover cures that don't work.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the stuff that people do think work, and this is coming straight from the Cleveland Clinic, so I'm about to ruin a lot of people's day.
All right, we'll get into this next. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on Q104.
I miss you more than life. I miss you more than life.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So yeah, yesterday morning, St. Patrick's Day, I started at a dive bar as I met my friend Kevin. He ran a 5K. I did not run a 5K. I just sat around dive bar.
It's fine.
And then we bar hopped a little bit. We ended up at Flannery's. We stopped at Southern Tier. We were at the Clevelander for a little while and then Ubered home where I took like a 2.5 hour nap.
Right. But how did you feel when you woke up from the nap?
Not great.
Not great, right?
I wouldn't call it a hangover, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
And then this morning, I can't say I feel 100% this morning either. But what hangover cures do you have that I should not be doing?
All the ones that you think work actually don't work. And this is coming straight from the Cleveland Clinic. So it is science-backed. You've heard the phrase, liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Yes, I've heard that.
Doesn't work.
Oh.
They say alcohol is alcohol. It doesn't matter. You're going to have the same type of hangover, whether you start with liquor, end with liquor, whatever.
Yeah, I've always been pretty good about that in my lifetime, only because I don't usually drink liquor. It's
yeah.
always been beer for me, beer or wine. And even when I do beer or wine, it's either one or the other.
Right.
I don't like to mix it.
Okay, have you heard of people drinking alcohol the next day, often referred to as
hair of the dog?
Hair of the dog, right? So you're hungover, you drink a beer, and it supposedly calms your hangover symptoms. Have you ever tried it?
Never tried it because usually on the mornings of my hangover, I don't even want to look at
right.
a beer can.
Right. Well, according to doctors at the Cleveland Clinic, that doesn't work either. All it does is delay your hangover.
Okay. So, all right.
Another one that's common is taking a pain reliever before bed. Have you ever done that?
Yes, I do that all the time.
Oh, doctors advise against it.
Why is that?
Well, it's kind of serious.
I would imagine that you're already doing lots of damage to your liver when you're drinking anyway. And then acetaminophen, if
right.
I remember correctly, also does damage to your liver.
It says it could put you at an increased risk for gastrointestinal bleeding. Which is not what you want to do. You don't want to put yourself at risk for gastrointestinal bleeding.
That's a bad hangover.
Right?
If you wake up with gastrointestinal bleeding, you really overdid it the night before.
So doctors say if you plan to drink, whether it's St. Patrick's Day or any day, that really two of the things that are the biggest help is to eat throughout the day. It'll slow down absorption of alcohol and stay hydrated. Drink lots of water.
That was one of my problems yesterday because the only thing that I had for breakfast was waffle crisp.
And you didn't drink any water or eat anything else the rest of the day?
Well, first of all, do you remember talking about waffle crisp on the show the
Heck
other day?
Yeah, I remember waffle crisp. We were talking about the snacks that we were nostalgic for.
So some friends of mine who I had dinner with on Friday night, they got me a box of waffle crisp as a belated birthday gift.
Oh, that's nice. Did they hear that segment about
yes.
you talking about it?
That's how they got the idea.
What a great friend.
And I will tell you this, with waffle crisp, you can smell it even though it's still in the box.
Oh, and it smells so good. Oh, it smells so good.
So I had a bowl of that Sunday morning. And that's it. I wish I should have done something a little more with sustenance.
It's probably why you felt like crap yesterday at 6 p.m.
Well, I'll drink a lot of water now.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Well, there you go. Lessons learned for the next time you go out perusing the town. I can't believe you went bar hopping yesterday. Who are you?
And you sound like a giant buzzkill.
I know. Well, typically. Well, so it's fine.
You could have had bleeding in your stomach, you know.
I'm just trying to keep you safe in the streets.
I appreciate it very much. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Billie Eilish. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. I'm the guy who compelled Morgan Wright to quit radio.
That's not true. That is not true.
After 2 years of working together, she's like, you know what? I think I'm done.
No, it wasn't you.
I would imagine that over the weekend, you were replying to a lot of messages that we received on Facebook, Instagram.
Yes.
You know who actually was mad at me?
Who?
And this is funny because she actually knew before your announcement on Friday, and that's my mom.
Did you tell her before Friday?
Did not tell her.
Who told her?
So when I found out, and Morgan told me, let's see, it would be 2 weeks ago or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah.
I told my wife, Paula, of course, because
that's what you do.
Yeah. You tell your spouse secrets.
Yes.
But then my wife, Paula, told my sister. And my sister told my mom.
Oh, no.
And this was last weekend. So not this past weekend, but 2 weekends ago. And my mom calls me out of the blue. And she's like, how come I have to find out from somebody else?
Right.
And she's like, you saw me two times this over this weekend. And how come you didn't say anything that Morgan's leaving? I'm like, Mom, it's not public knowledge yet.
Right, right.
I said, I didn't know that Paula would tell anybody. So she was mad at me. Coincidentally, my mom is on the line right now.
Oh.
So we'll find out her thoughts. Good morning, Mom.
Oh, good morning, son.
So listen, Mom, I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you found out the news about Morgan, how did you react?
Oh, my God. I was devastated.
Oh, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Absolutely devastated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? I just didn't see it coming. I mean, Bill just got here 2 years ago.
I know.
And I'd have to be around for at least a couple more years you could put up with him.
I don't know. Have you ever been locked in a room with him for 4 hours every morning?
I don't even think that when I lived at home in my formative years that my mother was in the same room for me for 4 hours straight. I don't think that ever happened.
I don't know. My first reaction was how you say it on the air, Morgan. No! You know, because I've loved listening to you. I have not missed a show in 2 years, except when your equipment was down and there was no podcast.
Right, my mom
is,
right, right.
My mom is right about that. Like, my mom will text me during the day and she'll be like, why no podcast today?
Aww.
And I'll check the podcast page and I'm like, oh my God, yeah, this particular button wasn't pushed or whatever. And then I'll push it so we have a podcast.
We love the support.
Yeah. I appreciate the help, yeah.
But you know what? You guys are just so great together. You click. You know how you on your promo you say, they say, oh, they're fun to listen to. It seems like they've been friends forever. And that's so true. You really have. I love the way you two interact.
Well, that's a testament to your son. He has made this show so much fun the past 2 years. He made the decision even harder than it already was. And it is bittersweet for sure. I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, I've loved following your journey with David over the past couple of years, getting together and finally getting married.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, I feel, even though I've never met you, that I know you so well, and you're very bright. You're very upbeat. So as bitter as it is, let me tell you that I'm so happy for you, that life is working out for you. You're so young. Your future awaits. I wish you and David all God's blessings for the rest of your life. I just wonder who they're going to get to put up with Bill and all his shenanigans.
Yeah. Hopefully it's somebody you enjoy, because I know that you're going to go away if you don't like that person. We're going to be very particular about who we pick.
Can you clone me? Is there any way?
I don't know if science allows that.
Maybe an AI? No, I'm just kidding.
Plus, there's no way that we have the budget for that.
Right.
They will never approve the budget.
Right.
Maybe you could call in once in a while, Morgie, just so we can hear.
Of course.
Oh, so I call you Morgie. Yeah. I feel like I know you.
Of course.
I hope so. Like, I hope that Morgan stays in touch.
No, I was thinking about that because I am obviously going to be the number one fan. And I'm like, I wonder if I call in, if Bill will, like, take my call. Is it going to be weird?
Oh, my gosh. Look, I mean, if I was upset about any of this, it would be especially hypocritical of me because I left this show in 2002.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago, but I still left.
You went through then what right. I'm going through now.
But I came back.
Yeah.
And who knows, Morgan?
Who knows?
One day.
Who knows?
Maybe Morgan can come back. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not putting it off the table for sure.
All right, Mom. Thank you for your wisdom this morning.
Oh, listen, Morg, God bless you. Have a wonderful life and stay in touch.
Of course.
Okay. You know, we can hear you once in a while on the show. Okay?
She's still here for another 2 weeks. But all right.
But thank you for the kind words. It means the world.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, Mom. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So what did Zach do that his wife is mad at him, barely speaking to him because of something that he did? Am I the bleephole? That's on the way next. The Q Morning Show.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. Am I the bleephole? We're going to bring in Zach right now. Zach, he's a Lego maniac.
Doesn't ring a bell for me. Sorry.
Do you remember that commercial, Zach?
No.
Okay. Well, we're off to a great start. I've ruined it again.
Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm doing okay. A little conflicted.
Who thinks you're a bleephole, Zach?
My wife, her friends. You know, I mean, I don't even know who else.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what did you do?
Well, there's a bar that me and my wife go to all the time. I mean, we're basically regulars there, you know?
All right.
And there was this new bartender that started working a few months ago, and to be honest, I never liked him.
Okay, why?
Well, he would flirt openly with my wife, I felt. Like, I mean, I get it. Bartenders are flirtatious. I mean, if you think a bartender is flirting with you and you leave a good tip, they got you, right?
Right.
But I just feel like it was very overt. I mean, I would be there with my wife, and I don't know. I just felt like it was more than just that normal flirting bartender stuff.
Well, what does your wife think?
Well, you know, we would actually argue about it because she would be like, no, it's you know, like I just said, like he's just a bartender. He's just being polite and friendly. You know, he's like that with everybody. You know, that's the kind of stuff she would say. And we would actually argue about it.
Okay. I'm guessing, though, that's not the reason why she thinks you're a bleephole. Did something else happen?
Yeah. Basically, she went out with her friends. Well, and I wasn't there to our bar. And, you know, when she got home, I saw that she had a piece of paper, like, with her phone, and there was a phone number on it. You know, it was, like, by the nightstand. I saw it, and I asked her about it. I said, oh, well, you know, what's the phone number? And so she told me, oh, the bartender at the bar gave me his phone number.
Ooh,
okay. I'm assuming that you didn't have a great reaction to that.
No, I was pissed. I mean, she and her friends thought it was hilarious. She thought it was like a joke and everything. But, like, yeah, I was really, really pissed. So the next day I went down to the bar. Like I said, we've been going there for years. And, you know, I know the manager. I talked to the manager, and I got him fired, the bartender.
What?
Did you go in with the intention of getting him fired? Or were you just trying to tell the manager what happened?
No, I wanted to get him fired.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
All right, we just went to another level here. So your wife obviously knows that the bartender is fired, and she is not happy with you.
Well, yeah, she is like mortified. She's saying, I mean, I guess now your reaction is very similar. She feels like I overreacted. She's not really speaking to me. You know, she feels like we can't even go to that bar again. I feel like the bartender was trouble from the start and really shouldn't be hitting on anybody, especially my wife. So, you know, I feel like this guy brought it on himself.
All right, 216-474-0104. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, me neither. Plot twist at the end.
Like, I thought this was just a argument between Zach and his wife, and the bartender gets fired at the end of the story.
Yeah.
216-474-0104. Is Zach the bleep hole? Do you think he took it too far? Morgan, I think he overreacted.
Do you?
I do, and I'm going to explain why.
Okay, well, I'm kind of... on Zach's side.
Are you really?
I have a reason why, though, too.
All right, 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole? Your calls next.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Am I the bleep hole? We're wondering if Zach is the bleep hole. He and his wife would frequent a establishment, a bar, mm-hmm. here in Northeast Ohio. We know what it is, but we're going to keep that anonymous to protect the innocent. Zach believed that there was a bartender that worked there, would get a little flirty with his wife. And then one night, recently, his wife went to the bar without him. She came home with the bartender's phone number on a sheet of paper and left it by her phone and keys.
Right.
And he found it and went ballistic and went to the bar's manager and got this bartender fired.
Correct.
I think he overreacted a little bit. Morgan didn't. And I'm wondering if our viewpoints will come out in the course of conversation here.
Yeah, I'll keep my opinion to myself and see if anybody else says it here.
216-474-0104 is our number. George in Lake Milton, good morning. Do you think Zach is the bleep hole?
I do not think he is the bleep hole.
Why's that?
I just think the bartender went a little too far with the phone number. The flirting, I completely understand that's his job. But with the phone number, I question his intent. I feel like he's crossed the line of employee. And I also seem to think I care about the manager as well. If he's doing that with his wife, how many other women is he doing that to maybe fend off customers?
Okay. And you believe that's a fireable offense?
I believe it was the manager's call. I think he had every right to go in there. It was 100% the manager's call. But I think of it from the business point of view. If I'm the business owner and I've got an employee that is, you know, hitting on married women that I'm assuming she's wearing a ring. And, you know, I just think that that's inappropriate to be, you know, flirting is one thing. But to go to give a phone number, again, that's a little bit crossing the line where the intent, I think, goes further than flirting.
Thank you, George. Appreciate you listening to the show this morning. Vicky's in Kent. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Zach the bleep hole?
You know, I can't go full on and say he's the bleep hole because I agree with George. He definitely did. The bartender went too far, you know, with giving the number. And I, like I said, I would be very pissed too if my husband came home with the bartender's phone number and just thought it was so funny. Did I think that he should have gone down and gotten him fired? No. That might have been a little bit of an overreaction, but I think maybe like bring it up to the manager and be like, I just want you to know that this is happening. you know, and if it, you know, give the guy a warning, you know, don't fire him right off rip. But if it continues to happen, then, you know, sorry, not sorry.
Well, that's kind of what makes me think that this isn't a one-time occurrence, because Zach alone cannot get this man fired. The manager has to fire him. It's not like Zach can go in there and be like, you're fired from this establishment. Zach went to the manager, told the situation, and then the manager made the decision to then fire the bartender. So I'm wondering what else was going on that made the manager confident in firing the bartender.
That's a good point. Kendra is in Bay Village. Kendra, thanks for listening. What do you think? Is Zach the bleep hole for getting the bartender fired for flirting with his wife and giving her a phone number?
No, he is not the bleephole, but I will say his wife is a bit of the bleephole, because she knew where Zach stood, and even taking somebody else's number is kind of like flirting back. And I, whether it's supposed to be a joke or not, I think that's just really wrong. So she's making him to be out the bad guy when she's the one taking somebody else's phone number. Like, he doesn't know that she could have texted him. He doesn't know any of that. And the fact that he gave his number proves that there's something else going on there.
Okay. I think that Alyssa, you had said that you thought there were two bleep holes in this scenario. Who do you think are the bleep holes? Is it the Zach and the bartender?
No, I think the wife and Zach are both the bleep holes.
The wife?
Yeah, I think she probably asked for the phone number so she could go home and mess with her husband.
No way.
Oh, wow, we're jumping. We're jumping in.
Reckless, reckless speculation by Alyssa right there. Okay, so I was thinking about that. So the bartender writes down his phone number on a piece of paper like it's 1994. Because otherwise, if there was something really going on between the wife and the bartender, that phone number would probably go right into the phone, correct? There would be no need for a piece of paper.
Unless it's like they didn't have the conversation, and that was his way of relaying the information.
And the second thing is that the wife clearly, even if the bartender gave her the number and she was flattered, she didn't try to hide it. She left the phone number right there on the counter next to her wallet and keys.
Yeah, but I don't really think it makes a difference if she tried to hide it or not, because now the seed of doubt has still been planted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even if you weren't trying to hide it, it doesn't make the situation any better, because now your husband's calling into our show, you know?
Right, but she disclosed what happened. It's not like she was hiding what happened from her husband.
Yeah, maybe. But I just still don't think that makes the peace of mind any better.
Interesting.
Would it make it any better for you?
Maybe it would, because if the bartender tried to give my wife his phone number and my wife hid that from me, I think I'd be a little perturbed.
Sure, you would be perturbed, but also her telling you that he gave me the number also perturbed him so
right,
much to go down to the bar and tell the manager about it.
But I wouldn't be mad at her. Would I go get the bartender fired? I probably wouldn't do that. That's a step farther than I would go. But I love it. I love everybody came at this from different angles today.
Yeah.
Love it. Am I the bleep hole? So I guess it depends on your point of view, because
right,
we're not unanimous about
right,
this. Battle of the Burbs for Olivia Rodrigo tickets coming up. It's Q104.
Sometimes all I think about is you.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. You know what else is going to happen today when you get to work? Besides people asking you, hey, did you have your corned beef yesterday? There is a very good chance that someone is going to offer you a bracket and tell you to fill it out. Because March Madness starts this week.
I've never filled out a bracket.
So you are not going to participate in the Odyssey Cleveland Q104
no,
bracket buster?
Probably not.
I think it would be awesome if you did participate.
I just don't know anything about it.
Right. Well, a lot of people don't, you know, and they just
make guesses.
Right. They make guesses for all kinds of reasons. They're like, okay, would a Hoya beat a Hawk or something like that, or colors? And sometimes they go far, or you could just pick by seed. Like I'm going to say the number 4 seed is going to beat the number 11 seed.
Nah, yeah, I would always do the opposite. I would always root for the underdog.
Oh, okay. See,
especially because everything I feel like March Madness is always like, unpredictable, wild.
Definitely unpredictable.
Beyond your wildest dreams. So I would definitely do the underdog story. I don't care at all, but also if I were to do it, that's what I would do.
I think it would be great if you would participate because it won't end until next month when you're gone.
Right.
And then all the sports guys are going to be like, why is Morgan won the whole thing. She doesn't even work here anymore.
Right. I'll be like, pay up, suckers.
Yeah, just to make them mad, I kind of want you to do it. All right, Battle of the Burbs. If you would not mind taking a road trip this weekend to Columbus to see Olivia Rodrigo, we have tickets. Battle of the Burbs next.
The land starts their day with the Q Morning Show on Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players today. First up, in Newburgh Heights, we have Alicia. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
You're going to have a tough go today because you're going to be taking on an entire carpool. That's Dina and the carpool from Akron. What's up, guys?
Good morning.
Good luck, Alicia, and the carpool
as well.
But Alicia's going to need it.
Right. All right, your name is your buzzer. It's a best of five question trivia challenge. So if you think you know the answer, say your name and we'll give you the cue to guess. Olivia Rodrigo tickets on the line. So here we go with question number one. Which cereal brand sported the slogan Breakfast of Champions?
Alicia?
Dina.
Chex?
It's not Chex. Dina?
Frost Flakes?
Not Frosted Flakes.
It's also,
Wheaties.
Yeah, it's not Waffle Crisp either.
No, Wheaties was the correct answer there. Question number two. Which Disney princess lost her glass slipper?
Alicia.
I heard Alicia.
Cinderella
is correct. Alicia on the board with one. Question number three. In what year did the term awkward turtle become a popular phrase to describe an awkward moment or silence?
Alicia? 2005?
Close, but no. Dina, do you have a guess?
2006.
It was 2006. I shouldn't have given the clue, but we're tied 1-1.
I don't even remember that. You're going to have to tell me about that later.
Awkward turtle. I'm doing it right now. We're swimming away. Okay. Tied 1-1. Question number four. What is the name of the green dinosaur who serves as a sidekick to Mario and Luigi?
Alicia.
I heard Alicia by a hair.
Yoshi
is correct. Okay, it all comes down to this. Dean in the carpool, you could tie, or Alicia, you could win if you get this question right. Question number five. What do you call animals that eat meat, plants?
Alicia?
Carnivores?
I'm sorry, what was the answer?
Carnivores?
I'll finish the question. What do you call animals that eat meat, plants, and fish, Dina?
Omnivores
is right. That means we are tied 2-2. It all comes down to this. Question number six. What fruit is on the iPhone logo?
Alicia.
Dina.
Alicia for the win.
An apple.
Tough. Yeah, that one was tough.
It is tough to beat that carpool, but you did it, Alicia.
I did it, reigning champ.
I love that, reigning champ.
Olivia Rodrigo tickets for this weekend in Columbus.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
It's Q104, B.O.B. and Bruno Mars. Beautiful girls. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So in Battle of the Burbs, Morgan had a question that had something to do with the awkward turtle.
Yes.
And I've never heard of this before.
You've never heard of the awkward turtle?
So I had to Google it. Well, first of all, tell me when you first heard of the awkward turtle.
Oh, I was in middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Google says it's a two-handed gesture used to silently mark a moment or situation as awkward.
Yes.
All right. I'm on Instagram right now at the Q Morning Show. I'm I'm going to have you demonstrate it.
Okay, you put one hand down,
okay,
put another hand over it, and you see your thumbs are out.
Uh-huh.
And anytime you're in an awkward situation, you put, this is called the awkward turtle, and you swim away from the awkward situation, like so.
I have never heard of this.
Awkward turtle. Sometimes you can swim towards the awkwardness to really throw them off, but most times I swim away.
I've never heard of this. So well, I would think that if there's an awkward situation and then someone started doing that hand motion in front of me, I would think that would make it even more awkward.
Awkward. Yeah, it probably would make it more awkward.
That's so strange. I was living in Florida in 2006.
They didn't have awkward turtles in Florida? I feel like that would be a prominent spot for them.
Yeah, you would think so.
You would think.
I mean, they have iguanas down there and alligators and turtles. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was a regional thing.
I want to bring back the awkward turtle. We need a resurgence.
All right. Well, let's start today.
Okay.
Everyone check Instagram at the Q Morning Show.
Yeah.
You can see Morgan demonstrating the awkward turtle. Speaking of animals, I was in a conversation with my friend Kevin yesterday. He was very annoyed that so many people brought their dog with them to party on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we'll get into that. If you have an issue with people who bring their dog everywhere with them, if you are someone who does that, you want to defend yourself, we're getting into that next. The Q Morning Show.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104. Everything look better with a
view. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday I was in downtown Cleveland early for St. Patrick's Day. I was supporting my friend Kevin who ran the St. Patrick's Day 5K. And, I mean, it started as soon as I hit West 6th Street. I see people getting out of the car with their dogs, and I'm like, hi, puppy. And I'm excited to see dogs when they're there. And I can imagine when if you're on a 5K, you want to take your dog with you sometimes. But I realized throughout the course of the day, no matter where we went, because we went to a few bars yesterday on St. Patty's Day, that there were people with their dogs everywhere. Like, even in the bars.
Inside the bars.
Outside the bar, inside the bar.
Yeah.
There were dogs everywhere.
It's become a more popular thing lately.
Well, my friend Kevin had a problem with it. He's like, I don't understand why people have to take their dog everywhere they go.
What bar were you in when he said this?
I believe Flannery's. There was someone with their dog. Now, I don't know if they were inside, but there was definitely a woman outside with her dog.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I feel like, I mean, I just see it on social media and stuff. Whenever there's an outdoor patio, the dogs are always there. That's like the more common thing. But I actually had something like this happen to me over the weekend, too, where I didn't know the protocol. Because like you said, it is so much more prevalent to walk into any bar or coffee shop or anything and see a dog. So I live like 0.2 miles away from a Dunkin' on my street now. So Saturday, I walked to get some coffee with my dog, Harley.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to the store and I'm like, oh, God, I didn't even think. Like, am I allowed to bring Harley in here? I didn't even think about it. But they used to have the thing on the door, right? That said no shoes, no shirt, no dogs, no service.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't on the door. And so I was thinking in my head, okay, I've seen people take their dogs everywhere. I've seen people take their dogs to the coffee shop. It's not on the door. I'm taking Harley inside the Dunkin'.
I don't think I'd have a problem with that. I can't imagine. Now, if Harley was, you know, if I'm sitting there at Dunkin' Donuts and Harley jumps up and,
and
takes my bagel.
Right.
Or knocks over my coffee or defecates in the middle of Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
I'd be like, yeah, control your dog.
No, we were in and out. And no problems.
If you have a well-behaved dog, I don't have a problem with you taking your dog everywhere. If that's what you want to put up with it, I wouldn't do it.
But your friend has a big problem with
it. Yeah, he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like the dog. Why doesn't he like it?
Maybe he thinks it's unsanitary.
A little bit,
have a dog inside of a restaurant.
A little bit.
Where people eat. 216-474-0104. We're just taking the pulse of the city right now. How do you feel about dogs out in public? Do you think it's too much? Are you someone who takes your dog everywhere you go?
Especially places with food.
216-474-0104. JT, it's Q104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday on St. Patrick's Day, I saw dogs everywhere.
Everywhere.
Dogs downtown. And I people take their dog with them wherever they go, especially on a St. Patrick's Day when it's a party day and they're going to be gone for many, many hours. They take their dog with them. And I can't remember. I think there was one lady who had a very small dog, like holding the dog like a baby and walking around the bar. And I guess that was allowed.
It's kind of just unhygienic, though, when you really think about it. But that's the it's the trend to take your dog to the bar, especially if there's an outdoor patio. But is it cool to do that?
Yeah, my friend Kevin had a problem with it. Let's see what Jennifer has to say. Jennifer's in Middlebrook Heights. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
What do you think about dogs out in a bar or a restaurant?
So I definitely think it's okay if the dog is like on a patio outside as long as your dog behaves. But actually, I just got back on vacation from Charleston and someone had a dog that was jumping on everyone. And that's not okay.
Right.
Yeah,
but if your dog's just going to sit on the patio and lay there and not bother anybody that walks by, I don't think it should be an issue.
And here is a counterpoint. This comes in on the text at 216-474-0104. It's a no for me. Dogs are great, but it's inconsiderate, in my opinion, to bring your dog everywhere because people like me have severe dog allergies.
That's true. That's a point that I didn't think about.
Well, now I don't know what to
I think don't take your dog into an enclosed restaurant or a bar.
Keep them outside.
Yeah, keep them outside. Or if it's like me and it's a quick run in and a run out and you have a well-behaved dog that's not going to jump all over people, then it's fine. But you do have to be considerate of other people.
I will accept that.
There you go.
We should all be more considerate of other people in general.
Yes.
For sure. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Jelly Roll. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So Morgan was just telling me, David forgot what?
Oh, I'm upset. He forgot my birthday.
Okay, so your birthday was last month. Are you telling me that David just remembered that your birthday was last month?
No, so David has been having a hard time remembering dates lately. I even asked him the other day if he knew our actual wedding anniversary, and he didn't know. I was like, David, we have been married for 6 months, and you can't remember that we got married on October 20th? And he was like, I just didn't know. We signed the paper on the 15th. We were on the beach on the 20th. We're having another wedding on the 28th. It's too much. I'm like, okay, I'll give you that.
He's got a few months to figure that out.
Right. But then this weekend, my family, you know, my family goes to Florida together every so often. So yesterday, my brother-in-law, Adam, was getting all of this stuff together because we're going to go in May. And so I was driving home. And David was in the passenger seat. So my sister texts the family group chat and says, I need your birth dates. And so I'm like, David, can you text my sister back? And he was like, yeah. And so he put his birthday and then he put Mo, 02/09/1991. And I was like, no, I was born in 1993, David. 1993. I was like, do you think I'm 1 year younger than you? And he was like, no, I know. And I'm like, then why would you think that I was born in 1991? You were born in 1990.
Because math, sometimes it's hard. Like, if you said 1991, I don't know how long ago that was.
But he should know I'm more than 1 year younger than him.
I guess so. Is it important? I don't know. Is it important?
I mean, this is where I'll give him some grace, because to me, what's important is knowing the date of the month, not necessarily the year, because I'm getting to the age where I also can't remember. Am I turning 31 or am I turning 32? You know, we all get to that age in life where we start to question that. So it's like, okay. But it was that coupled with the fact that 3 days earlier, he forgot our wedding anniversary, that I was like, it's 1993, David.
Yeah, this seems like it's going to be an ongoing problem with him.
Yeah, I know.
Ew, David.
But you know what? I love him despite him not being able to remember dates.
I think it's normal. My wife forgets my birthday.
Well, really?
I mean, she knows it's in March, and she's asked me before, she's like, is it March 8th or March 9th? I can never remember.
Right.
And this year she got it right. But even for her birthday, so her birthday is May 11th. And my son Will's birthday is May 12th. And sometimes I get those mixed up. Sometimes I flip-flop them.
Right. That's understandable.
I have to think about it. All right, whose birthday is today? Let's celebrate.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's completely normal.
Okay. Well, I'll let him off the hook this time.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.